and literally say, like, your career means nothing to me. The amount of degrees you got means nothing to me. I understand why they say it, but I feel like it's belittling at the same time. What's the national average for a black man's income?
Say 42.
42,000.
What's the average woman?
Right, but again, if she's graduating number one in her class from the most prestigious school in her field.
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm proud of you, baby. I give you a pat on the back and say I'm proud of you. But far as what I need you to do in our life, it don't got nothing to do with degrees. I think a reason why a lot of guys try to talk down on it, because it's like, look, don't be trying to correct my grammar and all that. You're not running nothing. We not equal. I'm still the man of the house. So miss me with all that degree talk. I don't care if you just got a promotion. That's cool. But you ain't running nothing in this household. So don't get the big head. I think that's why guys try to play it down. I don't think it's just to belittle them. Or maybe it is to belittle them in a good way. So they don't get too big for their britches.
Mm-hmm. That shit has some significance to, if you making $42,000 a year.
For sure.
Now, if you making $200, I understand. You saying, oh, God, yeah, I mean, it's cool, baby. But, you know, I got us. But at $42,000, which is what most men are making, you don't got us.
Yeah.
So how can you on one end not have us and then on the other end belittle her for wanting to elevate and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because when she elevates, she's going to leave him. If she elevating and she get to the point where she making $200,000, most of the time she not staying with a dude that make $42,000. So, yeah, that's why. That's why he ain't getting excited. That $42,000 a year guy, that she keep moving up and making more and more money. Because he know that clock is ticking. Crazy thing is, that $42,000 a year dude probably helped her through school. And then when she come up, she gonna bounce on him.
Women, we have spent decades fighting for our right to vote. So when you go to those booths and cast your ballot, remember, Warren G. Harding is way the cutest!
Stop.
A whole pack of dingbats. And the crazy thing is, look, they're all basic and they think they're baddies. If you ask each one of these females, you know, what would you get yourself from 1 to 10? They would all say 10. And then the other dingbats would confirm it, like, yeah, period, and all that. But really, take the makeup off and you put them in some regular clothes that aren't prosty clothes, you would see how basic they really are. Their ego is inflated. And they're getting their ego confirmed by the other airheads. And it's just crazy. Can you imagine being the guy trying to date or pursue one of these females? This is the behind the scenes committee you're going to have to get approval from to get to a certain level with that chick you're trying to date from this group. And if you do anything wrong, even cough wrong, these are the chicks who are going to be talking about, you don't need to put up with that girl. You are a baddie. You don't have to take that.
People just need to experience how bad it is in the streets to appreciate a relationship.
I've been saying this for the longest. You want your girl slutted out in the streets for a while before you two start dating. Hear me out. Hear me out. Don't scroll. Listen to the math right quick. When people go through a hard time in a relationship and they've never been in the streets, they're going to get FOMO. They're going to look at hot girl activity, hot boy activity, and they're going to be like, wow, that looks fun. That's usually when you get hit with those speeches like, we only know each other. We have to go out there and find ourselves. They don't know that the streets are cold, that the streets care about everything but them. The streets just take and take and never give. They don't know that behind every city girl and city boy, there was a person that they thought they were going to spend the rest of their life with.
Well, first and foremost, never take advice from a nigga in a yellow do-rag. That's first and foremost. He's saying, get with a chick who already went through her 304 phase because now she won't have fear of missing out. Wrong. I get where you was coming from, but here's the thing. She's already ruined after she had that phase. So, hey, maybe she won't have the fear of missing out because she already been there, done that. But at this point, her brain is programmed to need that. She doesn't know how to function in a healthy relationship. She doesn't. And your effort to try to teach her to operate in a healthy relationship, it's going to fail 9 times out of 10. She's a broken woman at that point. And honestly, the thought of being in a healthy relationship, it sickens her. The thought of a guy being just a really great guy, no toxicity, she thinks he's a lame and a cornball and boring. She cannot get lubricated downstairs for a nice guy at this point. She would basically just be trying to force it. I mean, she knows it's the right thing to do, but her heart's not in it. And her heart will never be in it. and she will always see you as the guy she settled for. Is that really what you want? You deserve better than that. Even you with the yellow do-rag and the V-neck, you deserve better than that, man.